Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Everybody, it's March 19th, 2024. This is the Wrestling Inc. Podcast NXT edition on the road to stand and deliver. Forget WrestleMania. The biggest matches of the weekend in the WWE universe are happening at Stand and Deliver. I'm Glenn, and this is my first time ever wearing a bucket hat, joined by Issa. It's just the two of us tonight. We can make it if we try.
I love the bucket hat. You look like Finn Balor.
Finn Balor's husky older brother, but yes, everyone blowing me up last night about Finn's Kangol. I felt the need to finally invest. You know what's weird? I've talked about for years, Issa, that I was going to get the Fergora, which is the fuzzy bucket hat. And I'm like, oh, it's kind of expensive. I'll start with the basic Kangol bucket hat, but I have to admit, seeing how beautiful this looks on me, I think I'm going to order a Fergora.
Wait, you're going to get it?
I think I'm going to go for the Fergora.
You have to debut it then. Like, we have to see it. You know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, all the, you know, I if not for the people, Issa, I would look like I just rolled out of bed. Now I look like I just rolled out of bed.
I think you look incredible. I think you look incredible.
You look great. You look like $1 million as always. That's the problem, you know, is that compared to you, it's just like, I'm just a scrub and a schlub, man.
Oh, you stop that, Glenn. I love you, though. Thanks for boosting the ego a little bit.
Going out with you in public, people looking at us, and there's like, oh, that dude must have money if she's hanging out with him.
You did pay for the pizza.
Oh, that's true. I did pay for the pizza. So here we are, NXT.
I will say, though, he wouldn't let me pay. He's a real gentleman. He's a good friend. He would not let me pay.
You came out to Vegas from Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
You know?
It was long overdue. I'm so happy. Oh. We need to do it again.
I know you gotta make it back out here after Mania and everything. So we got some news tonight before we get into the NXT.
Yeah, let's talk about it. You have them?
I do. Baron Corbin says it's weird to hear the fans cheering him. Stories on Wrestling Inc.
Why?
It's still weird to me to walk out every night. It's still weird to me to not walk out every night and everybody's just booing me. Who knew that teaming with this big dumb animal, referring to Braun Breaker, that I would not only get a title, but people will be cheering for me. And on social media, usually I open it up Twitter, and 99% of people are like, you're the worst human being ever. And now they're like, we love you guys. Luckily, I blocked like 90% of them. So now those people can't be like, man, I've been a fan since day one. Well, you're blocked for no reason, bro. That's fun too. Getting this fan reaction, having the fans cheer for me, especially because I've never experienced that except for Paris.
That is not true. Maybe I'm just biased because I've always been Team Baron Corbin. Like, you know how much I have been talking about over the years how unacceptable it is that Drew McIntyre kicked out at the End of Days. Yes. I will never get over that.
Never.
Also, he's honorary Puerto Rican in my world because he's married to a fellow Puerto Rican and he loves coming here. And he mentioned, when I interviewed him, he mentioned restaurants by name. And I was like, oh, you're adopted now. You know what I mean? Like, why is Logan Paul announcing himself out of Puerto Rico? Baron Corbin should be announcing himself out of Puerto Rico after some of the restaurants named that he dropped for me. I always like Baron Corbin. I think he's great. I really have liked him in NXT. I've always found myself rooting for him and all the feels that he's had, at least during his time in NXT. I do think the NXT crowd and fan base is a different beast than the main roster. So I can see why he's seeing the difference now. But I feel like we've been around since before. The Wolf Dogs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Look, I think Bum-Ass Corbin is one of the best story arcs ever in the history of WWE. Baron has always leaned into the heel role quite well. I think he's always done really good work. Also, the last person to beat Roman Reigns, by the way.
Can you not? Like, it was going smoothly. And it wasn't. It was Jey Uso.
in a singles match.
Right.
As versus in a singles
match. But you know what? Because this, not even Roman Reigns understood that kicking out at the end of days is a stupid booking decision, but not Drew McIntyre.
No, Baron's great. I think he's doing great work with Bron Breakker. Love their segments, and we'll talk about that. You know, Sean Spears, who came back from AEW, he had a pitch rejected before his return in NXT. He wanted to be in the Royal Rumble in the number 10 spot. WWE said no.
Oh, the nostalgia. But you know what? The way that I see it is like, if he's pitching coming back as Sean Spears, the chairman, and be taken seriously, putting him back on the number 10 spot would have would have been Ty Dillinger. You can't shake that off if you do it that way, where right now I feel like we're opening up to him being a different character and a different person and not really thinking of the 10 gimmick.
Yes, Sean Spears is untied.
Yeah, untied. I see what you did.
So for all that and the latest wrestling news, go to WrestlingInc.com.
Yeah, they have news there.
They got everything. Oh my, I look at Wrestling Inc. during the day and I'm just like, so much is happening. There's so much happening in the world of wrestling. And they're covering
it. I don't look at Wrestling Inc. during the day. But I was running around. Sometimes I do.
Sometimes in the morning, first thing when you wake up, last thing at night before you go to sleep.
That's what you do? You look at Wrestling Inc.?
I look at Wrestling Inc., you know.
Well, they should give you a raise just for your loyalty.
Here's the thing about wrestling websites. It's like Wrestling Inc. is one of the oldest, the longest running, the most credible. I like it because I know if they're publishing. I'm not just saying this as someone who's hosted a podcast for Wrestling Inc. for almost 8 years now. But no, it's a credible source. There's journalistic standards, and I like that.
Eight years.
8 years.
I should shut up. I've been here 3.
I know. And it all started because I heard your voice and your attitude on a voice comment and said, we got to get her on the podcast.
Yeah, the stereo days.
Yes. But good in public putting over Raj for getting you on the podcast. Because I believe, you know how it went, Issa?
I feel like it was a teamwork between you, Justin Labar, and Raj. Like, I was like, I feel like I had a lot of people backing me up. So I was very proud of that.
I think I just told Roger, I was like, yeah, Issa's going to be on the podcast Monday. I was just like, this is just happening.
Like, yeah, and like I don't know if he went and asked Justin Labar, and I worked with Labar in the past, so of course Labar was all in. Like, of course you got to have her in. And I was like, oh my God, look at this guy's rooting for me. I was very happy.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been phenomenal working with you all this time. Well, tonight on NXT, man, 2 more shows till Stand and Deliver.
I can't wait for Stand and Deliver.
Okay, so here's my number one question about Stand and Deliver.
Okay.
Are they going to build in the next 2 weeks to where we get a match, Thea Hale versus JC Jane? I don't care if it's on the kickoff show. I need
that. Yeah, they're going to have a match. You felt that way. I felt that tonight. I felt that Stand and Deliver is going to have a Thea Hale and JC Jane match for sure.
Yeah.
Especially after tonight. I thought your question was going to be if I was going to be wearing the same outfit for Stand and Deliver at WrestleMania, and the answer is no. I will change between shows. Okay.
Come on. I know you well enough. I understand. You can't wear the same outfit twice.
No.
It's a rule. Tonight, though, we had a lot of match building this evening. By the way, you know what's weird about wearing a bucket hat?
What?
Is that sound is hitting my ears differently than it usually does. Like, I feel like I'm literally like under a bell or under like a cloth dome.
Because you are.
Because I am. It's very weird. Everything sounds a little different than I'm used to.
Does it sound better?
No, I wouldn't go that far. It's different how the sound. Yeah. Bucket hat problems.
I feel that way when I wear my AirPod Maxes. You just put them on.
Yeah.
And the world just, like, all the people that you can stand, they just disappear. It's such a beautiful experience.
Noise cancellation.
No, but it's like it's a whole different game with the Maxes. Like because the AirPods Pro have it, but no.
The Maxes. Well, like, wow, you're going big time.
Yeah, the AirPod Maxes are a whole different sound experience. And the sound of the music as well.
I wasn't really into the noise canceling over the ear headphone idea until I wore them on an airplane.
That's where my life was changed when I put those things. And I'm sitting on the plane and I hear nothing but Bad Bunny. And I happen to like lift the front because we hadn't even taken off yet. Like, and I hear the commotion. Yeah, and the pilot is making an announcement. People are putting back. Kids are crying, and I'm like, oh, hold on, put it back up. And the world just mutes, and I'm like, wow, this is the greatest thing ever invented.
It's beautiful, thing. Hey, we got a huge live audience right now. Issa, over 200 people are watching us on X.
Okay.
I saw your tweet, and I was like, yeah, I know.
And it's like really funny because like we're all flexing on our audience, and I'm like, are we just gonna talk about how those numbers are not real? But you know, nobody wants to talk about it. I felt like people would. I think it was Sean Ronstadt. Shout out to our good friend Sean Ronstadt. He just responded to my tweet and said, "Shh," and I was like, "Okay, sorry."
No, we got look. Let me just say something again. Been doing this for 8 years, and the NXT fans, the Tuesday Night fans, y'all are the real ones.
I always say that too. Yep. Yeah. The real ones pull up on Tuesdays.
Speaking of which, shout outs to Majestic Marie, Alicia A, Ricky, Mike, Roel, Maria, Gigi, Killer of Demons, Gary, Katie, Baby Ice, Spencer, Mike Rouse, Pepita Jr., Lego Brick Collector. I see you all. Happy Tuesday.
Thank you guys for being here.
It's good to be with everyone. I'm going to be here tonight and Friday. Next week, I'm out all week. I'm going to be in the City of Angels.
I feel like you're doing this on purpose because you know the week after that is WrestleMania and I'll probably be out all week.
I know, so we have to enjoy these moments that we have.
Yeah, we do.
I know. No Beer Money. I heard the Nickelodeon doc is something. I gotta be in the right frame of mind to watch it, but I've seen all the stuff online. I mean, it looks shocking and is maybe just not surprising, unfortunately, in this crazy world, but I look forward to checking that out. It's called Quiet on the Set. It's supposedly very, very quite powerful. But let's talk about NXT tonight. We opened with Roxanne Perez versus Tatum Paxley. Poor Tatum.
When she came out with the ponytail, I knew Tatum was done for.
You knew it just based on the hair?
Yeah, just based on the hair. I knew it. Roxanne looked like she had a purpose. We know what we're setting up for. I had an issue. Here I go. I had an issue with the overall of NXT today where it was like, it was good. There was some good in-ring. But a lot of it feel like we're setting up for Stand and Deliver. And we knew the outcome of a lot of these matches. We're just waiting to see what was going to happen next. I felt that here when I was like, Roxanne's going to win and we're going to set up to Lyra. And it didn't take away from the match, but Roxanne was extra aggressive, violent. Like we are really seeing a different side and a different attitude on her.
So here's what I want to know. Stand and Deliver weekend. Does Tatum help Lyra retain? Or does Lyra make some comment, upset Tatum? Tatum costs Lyra that match in the championship.
I was hoping that if we're going to have a title change, it will happen clean and the breakup will happen after. Just because it feels like I'm kind of rooting for Roxanne right now.
I'm rooting for Tatum.
Okay, but she's not in the title match, Glenn.
She's by proxy. It's like, you know, if Lyra is the champion, Tatum kind of co-champion.
No, that's not how it works. That's not how it works.
They share.
But I feel like because of everything that went down so weird with Roxanne and how she had to relinquish her title, and now she's showing a new attitude, new layers to her, I hope that if she does win, it happens clean. And if there's going to be a breakup between Tatum and Lyra, it happens after the match.
But that's going to be the feud. Look,
you are rooting for a stalker. Shout out to Alicia for pointing out because that's a wee little weird.
She's just there supporting her best friend, single white female style.
Yeah, no, she's a creep.
It's going to be so good, though. Lyra versus Tatum is going to be so good.
Yeah, it is.
Like, that's the story. Like, no disrespect. Yeah, but
you gotta look at both, like, long term, so Tatum can play all kinds of mind games too. Like, the same mind games that she played to, like, get in, she needs to, like, turn it up a level to, like, build, like, the feud against Lyra.
I think Roxanne's intensity has been great. Roxanne looks like a different person, and she hasn't even changed her physical look that much.
It's the hair. It was the hair.
Yeah, it's the hair and the way she's carrying herself.
Agreed. She's so confident. I never got this confidence out of her. I always got like, oh, I just love wrestling and I went to Booker T school. That's all I ever got from her in the beginning. where now I really, really am liking what she's doing. It does feel like we're doing Cora J 2.0 because Cora got injured. It feels like we moved the Cora's booking to Roxanne, but Roxanne is pulling it off beautifully.
Yeah, it's good. It's very good. Roel wants to know what happened to the idea of doing a hot yoga warm-up before the podcast.
Was there a part of that idea?
Who had that idea? Did we talk about that?
Just Roel.
I like some DDP yoga. I could go to you know, do some...
I don't know no yoga or no wrestling in podcast. I have other platforms where people can go watch that if they're interested.
You're doing like an online yoga course like Diamond Dallas Page?
Oh my God, like those master resale, right, people? Have you seen them?
No.
Buy my course. Anyways, let's just move on.
Okay, because I was about to ask some questions and pitch some ideas. Because, you know, I'm always thinking about business.
Yeah, you are.
So, look, Roxanne.
Only yoga?
Yeah.
All right, that popped me. I'm sorry.
Okay, so Roxanne beat Tatum Paxley.
Yeah, she did pretty easily.
I mean, do you think Tatum's going to be mad that Lyra wasn't there for her? And maybe that's the...
Lyra came out crippled, and that's the biggest mistake that she made. She's not 100% yet. If you're a good friend, I would assume you wouldn't want her out there.
Yeah, no, she came out and started fighting.
You know what happened
Roxanne.
Next? Yeah, and Roxanne beat that a butt.
And I like that Roxanne wasn't asking for a title match. She was asking Ava to hand her the title.
Yeah.
Just make me champion.
Because we don't know if Lyra is clear. And I'm with her. You know, I know she's the heel, and I know I tend to root for heels, but they didn't even give her a week to come back before they took that belt from her. So if it's been a week and Lyra's not back, take the belt from her.
Yeah.
She's killing it. And she's making valid points. She's Drew McIntyre-ing this.
Noam Dar backstage talking to Oral Mensa about his match, about Noam's match against Trick Williams. Lash Legend swooning over Trick. They ran into Alpha Academy.
We all are swooning over Trick.
Ava talked to Valkyria, and Valkyria's cleared.
She said, make the match!
That's the crazy part. Why does Lyra want to give Roxanne what she wants? You know what I mean? Like, Roxanne's like,
because
demanding
Roxanne
it.
Beat her today, made her look dumb, but I think she looked dumb just by coming out injured to begin with. If you can't, if you're not ready to fight, don't come out.
Yeah, Lyra looked a little easily baited into this situation.
Yeah,
you know,
well, if you have to pick one right now, who are you rooting for? You can't say he can't send Tatum. Don't you think that Roxanne should win?
Okay, so if Roxanne wins, where do you go from there?
I don't know. Saw Rook or something.
See, okay, so now you could argue.
If Lyra wins, where you go from there? Tatum? That don't need a match. That don't need a title.
But yeah, I was just going to say, you could argue that Tatum and Lyra don't need a title.
Right.
Okay, actually, you know where I go from there? I don't think she wins, but I think you go for My Fair Gigi, who we saw tonight in an amazing backstage segment.
She is now Miss NXT in training.
Yeah, with Ariana Grace. Ariana.
What did she call her? Jiggling? Jiggling? I don't even know what
Georgina.
She called her. Georgina. So funny.
This was such a great segment, and I love the photo that Ariana posted of Gigi looking miserable in that Miss NXT in training. Sash, look, people, this is the sitcom shenanigans that I live for.
I know.
Like, I love stuff like this. And I am so, so excited for the storyline.
I think about you every time we get a segment like this.
Oh, this is what NXT does best.
In my brain, I'm always like, oh God, Glenn's probably loving this. Can't wait to talk to him about it.
I was just like, this improved my mood, this segment. Like, I just finished dinner and I was just happy.
I love that for you, Glenn. You deserve to be happy.
Well, because you know what it reminds me of? It's like, you know what my favorite time to watch TV was as a kid? Not Saturday morning, not late at night. You stay up, your parents have gone to sleep, and you're watching Johnny Carson and Dave Letterman. You're not supposed to be, but you're watching it. Like, that was really good. But you know what my favorite time to watch TV was? When you would stay home sick from school.
Yeah.
and Leave It to Beaver was on, or Dennis the Menace, or Car 54, those old sitcoms. Those are my favorite memories of watching TV as a child.
Yeah.
You know?
That's cute.
So just a great sitcom story. And it was even better, Issa, when you were faking sick. You weren't really.
Oh, all the time. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so you were just sitting home eating a big bowl of cereal, watching, you know, some Partridge Family. And that's what this reminds me of. And it's beautiful.
Okay. Well, hear me out, because I don't get excited about movies a lot, but you brought up the late night television.
Yeah.
Did you see the preview for the Shudder exclusive horror film called Late Night with the Devil?
No.
It is based on a late night, like an old 80s. I'm going to send you a link. It is based on an old 80s late night TV show. And it's Halloween night. And they bring like this medium to communicate with this girl that can allegedly talk to the devil. And it all goes wrong on live television. And I'm like, I must watch this the second it comes out.
This looks like it's coming out in theaters this weekend. I'm getting movie times for this.
I was like, I'm sorry, that is a great freaking,
that's a great premise.
What? Yeah, and I don't think anybody's done that.
I love that.
It's called Late Night with the Devil, and I think it's, see, this is why I need to be close to you, because this is a movie we could both go see and have something that we both love. The gimmicky television for you and the horror for me.
Have you watched Evil yet on Paramount Plus?
No, I started and I loved it. And then I want to binge it, and I don't have the time to binge it. So I need to sit down and like make time to watch a couple episodes in a row. I do have a couple of flying, so I might download it for the flights that coming up. Yeah.
We saw the trailer for the first Omen tonight. It was all over NXT.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, it was all over it.
Omen's like a low-key creepy horror movie.
The original.
Yeah, the original.
Yeah.
The Damien kid, I don't trust him.
Yeah, same. But yeah, Late Night with the Devil, guys. It looks incredible. That was dope. And I just love the plot. It's nothing that we've seen before, and I always pop for that.
Absolutely. Obafemi gets new challengers for the North American Championship. Spoiler, it's Josh Briggs and Dijak. Dijak, who Briggs called the White Shaft.
White Shaft. I tweeted the words White Shaft, and clearly a lot of people were not watching NXT. Because they didn't know what I meant.
I tweeted the words white shaft.
I got called a pervert, Glenn. What the heck? I was just talking about NXT. People just didn't know the reference.
Wait, I'm just talking. Wait, did you even get the joke you just made there when you said, I'm just talking about NXT?
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Ever. But...
But Dijak's response was like, did you just call me a chef? Wannabe? I'm white.
Dijak with a sense of humor is wonderful, and we need more.
Yeah, we need to see more of that.
Okay, Joe Gacy's got to get out of this. I don't know why they're giving Duke the opportunity to get in on this. Like, Joe Gacy needs to be in this and make it a fatal four-way.
You want to involve Joe Gacy in the white chef story?
I could continue this, but I'm not going to.
Wasn't Joe Gacy on a backstage? We'll get to that. We haven't gotten to that yet.
Yeah. I mean, Briggs is okay. I guess it's good they're pushing.
Briggs is taking the pin.
Yeah, it's good they're giving Briggs a little mini push.
I mean, what? You don't think he seems fake? Jensen had the bigger balls to call out Obafemi first. Now he wants to act like, I can call Obafemi out too. No, your buddy was braver than you.
The thing about Briggs is if you get him away from the other one,
Jensen.
I keep calling him Brooks and Dunn, and it's just confusing me. If you get him away from that, Briggs actually has a pretty decent look. Although, unfortunately, like eight other guys in NXT have basically
that's
that
the
look.
Problem. Like when you put him in the ring next to White Shaft and Obafemi. I thought, yeah, he's taking the pin.
Hmm. Like, you put him with, the Gallus guys and
that
Hank
would
and
be
Tank.
Even worse. He's the same. They all blend together.
What if they have a battle royal match and the winner gets to keep that look and everyone else has to change their look?
Book it.
Yes.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
This is something we talk about. This is something the women's roster understands better, which is how to stand out as a distinct character.
Yeah, unless you are whatever that Sol Ruka match was, because it looked like she was fighting another Timu version of herself. But then
And in fairness, this is where it goes beyond a hairstyle. Like, you have to make sure your gear, like Carmen Petrovic is a great example. Carmen Petrovic coming out in her Kill Bill gear, like, you ain't going to mistake her for anybody else on the roster.
Right.
You know? But we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that match. So this will be a good match. Femi clotheslined Briggs, like, they all got into it. And then we had the No Quarter Catch crew versus Nathan Frazier and Axiom. I'm sorry.
I don't care about anybody here.
Like, this, stop. I don't want
for
to
for the record,
bitch.
Banger.
Great banger. Match. Great
I thought match. Axiom and Nathan Frazier were showing up. They had me paying attention there towards the end. But when the match originally started, I was like, I have no care for any of these people.
And
I don't
want to
see them win
thing.
The tag team championship. Like, I didn't care, Glenn. And I feel like that's, it's worse than hating it or loving it. It's being like whatever about it. And that's how I felt. But it was a good match.
And Axiom has been here for 2 years. He hasn't taught me a single thing about math. What's up with that?
What? He should at least teach us how to count cards. That's the least he could do. We got to put up with him, you know?
Axiom has an awesome entrance, and he's very, like, all these gentlemen are very talented. But, and here's what kills me, Issa. Drew Gulak did some of the best character work in WWE.
The PowerPoint. Ever. You'll never get over that.
PowerPoints, the no fly zone, the no chance sign. Drew Gulak, his rules. Drew Gulak was a great character, and he is a great wrestler. But see, let me explain something, people in the professional wrestling world, especially. Let me tell you something about what makes professional wrestling work so well on TV. When you've got someone that is a fantastic wrestler and a fantastic character, You combine them into the same wrestler. What does that make for? Fantastic television. That is what a superstar is.
Yeah, but you also got to have a certain it factor.
You do have to have, but you can't have a great character without an it factor.
Yeah, no, this is true. But I just don't care right now about what he's doing.
It's just this and the Heritage Cup. This is like the most AEW stuff on NXT. Mm-hmm. And AEW is a wrestling show. NXT is a TV show. It's the Muppet Show. It's a variety show.
There's also so many over-the-top characters in NXT that just putting on a good match is just not going to cut it. Because there are people putting on good matches that are just absolutely mind-blowing, incredible people, like, as far as character goes. So just you coming out there, putting this, like I said, banger, but people still don't care about you.
Why isn't Axiom teaching us, like,
how to count cards?
Or math tricks?
Cheating your taxes. Like, imagine if he turns heel and that's his gimmick. He starts teaching us, like, really bad math things.
He's like, okay, first thing you need to do, move to Puerto Rico.
Or he'll teach us how to cheat on your test. Like, how to, you know, oh my God, it'd be so good.
Great, great wrestlers. Just for TV, this was just okay.
It was a good match. And they move on, and they're going to go against the Wolf Dogs. Now we have, as of right now, because later on somebody else is advanced, but as of right now, we have LWO. Mm-hmm. And Axiom and Nathan Frazier with the Wolf. I feel like it's going to be a banger of a match already.
So, speaking of great TV, what about NXT Anonymous showing us backstage Von Wagner and Mr. Stone getting
into it.
That was
so dramatic. I love how Mr. Stone was like, you carry me out of the ring like if I'm, you know, whatever he said. And like, it's like, you guys are fighting like an old married couple.
Okay, can I just give a note of where I thought this was going to go?
Of course.
Because Mr. Stone kept saying, my kids, and all I wanted Von Wagner I thought he was going to say, your kids? That was all I wanted to hear.
Glenn, it's not going to happen. They are Robert Stone's children. You just don't want to, you know, finally accept it. However, did they not look like a 20-year-old married couple?
That's why they need to my two dads this and have them raise those children together.
Where'd the wife go?
Exactly. She couldn't take anymore. It's like a sitcom that would start with Mr. Stone's fighting with Mrs. Stone. And she's like, you love Vaughn so much. Why don't you marry him? And then she moves out. And then Robert Stone says, you know, and then we have a theme song and they move in and hilarity ensues.
Not bad.
Yeah, be great. No, but this segment. Okay, so there's something going on with them. Sol Ruka made her way out to the ring. But then we had Alpha Academy backstage coming face to face with Braun Breaker and Baron Corbin.
Well, first of all, they were on the show saying they were looking for them.
Yes. And Braun let it be known, or Baron let it be known that Braun asked Baron to dinner and said, I got this, and then got to use the bathroom and stuck Baron with the check.
But this is the reason why I pointed out earlier that you pay for pizza without us having to argue about it.
Yes.
I will say, I think I'm with Baron Corbin on this one. I do think that the person that has the idea has to at least be willing to pay. Like, if I always been the kind of person that is, if I said, okay, let's go out to dinner, then it's my idea, I should be willing to pay. If you say, let's go out to dinner, then it's your idea, you should be willing to pay. Or if I pick, like, oh, we're getting pizza, well, then I should pay because I picked them. You know what I mean? Like,
I feel you.
Okay, good. I was with Baron Corbin on this one.
I think Baron should post.
Also, Braun Breaker is making main roster money. Baron might not be anymore.
Baron should post an itemized receipt and total up what Braun owes.
What if Baron Corbin went crazy? Like, what if Braun just ordered an appetizer? What if Braun is a meat? And he just ordered an appetizer or a cocktail. And then Baron Corbin ordered the freaking filet mignon. So maybe you should make him pay for it.
Okay, well, we actually have a real world example of this, Issa. You and I went out to dinner with someone who shall not be named in the wrestling media. Yeah. And they ordered a very expensive steak and then magnanimously picked up the bill. Because they were like, I got the most expensive thing. You only got two cocktails.
I had a cocktail.
Yeah.
So I'm the cheapest date there is.
Yeah, but he generously picked up the check. That was a class.
I would have. No, I wasn't picking up the check that night. See, that's what I mean. I wasn't picking up the check that night. I'm like, I had a drink.
Yeah.
I didn't even eat. I didn't even have any solid food.
That restaurant looked really cool. I liked that they had a vegan tasting menu, but the food was just okay.
Yeah, we need to try a different one next time.
That pizza place, though, Moneyline Pizza at the Aria.
We gotta go back.
That place is dope.
I cannot wait to peel the cheese off of that pizza one more time.
That was so good. Look at me. I look like a guy who knows pizza, and that pizza was good.
Got a vegan one. I got the opposite of a vegan one, and I still enjoyed the crap out of it. Like, both of us were able to enjoy really the options. Good. The one thing is, guys, that they serve like a serving, they're like huge. That pizza, in my case, would have fed like three of me.
Yeah. It wasn't Alfred, y'all. Alfred still, somebody still owes somebody, I think, some Olive Garden or something. Applebee's. We'll figure it out. Yes. Okay, so Alpha Academy is going to face the Wolf Dogs. And if they win, then Alpha Academy gets added to the match to Stand and Deliver. I don't know. And it's funny because why would Braun accept that? That was a dumb thing to accept.
If they lose, I'm going to be pissed. You don't want to have them lose before the pay-per-view, right?
Yeah. I hope Maxine Dupri's doing okay.
She seemed to be doing excellent tonight.
They showed on Raw last night when they showed Candace's comments and they edited it. They kept the meanest parts and that's all they showed. It was like...
Yeah.
So uncomfortable.
They're going to continue with that, apparently.
They're continuing with that.
She snapped last night, too.
Yes. Brinley Reese came out to wrestle Sol Ruka.
Yeah.
Their gear was different. I mean, they have a different look. I don't want, you know, no, Sol is...
Sol Ruka's at least she put... Like, the other... Her gear was just so generic. It almost looked like she forgot her gear at home and just grabbed whatever she found backstage. Like, at least Seoul does have really cool looking surfing gear. Like, her top looks like a what you wear to go to the beach. Like,
yeah.
I thought Seoul looked great. I was happy to see him, to see her hitting her finisher again, because I don't watch Level Up. So I just love seeing that finisher. And yeah, I thought she looked like she hasn't missed a step, honestly. Yeah. If this was a showcase match just to see what she can do and get the rust off of her, she looked great here.
Seoul's great. But yeah, I think look and presentation, and Brinley is good. They've given Brinley a lot of backstage stuff. They haven't really given her a lot of showcase matches, not where she's going over. So this was kind of a little enhancement gig tonight.
It might just take a little bit of time, but she'll get there.
Yeah, Blair Davenport attacked Seoul from behind after.
Because long-term storytelling, Glenn.
I know.
You love to see it.
Yeah. It's good. I need to watch Level Up this week or from last week. I heard it was good. By the way, they showed that behind the scenes video of Lola Vice and Carmen Petrovic, each doing Lola Vice doing her MMA and Carmen doing judo. Can we get like a shoot fight between them or even a work?
Go to Bloodsport with Shayna Baszler. That's what I thought. I'm like, I heard that there might be more WWE people involved in Bloodsport. I was like, bring Lola Vice in there. She's killing it right now.
Yeah, Lola's doing great. Carmen has been on Level Up doing great. Lola had a match on Level Up last week. They were supposedly really good, I think.
Good for her. I like Lola.
Yeah. Everybody's watching Level Up, Issa.
Sure they are.
Michael Cole. Last night, audience members got their seats upgraded, and Michael Cole had the audacity to say,
I saw it too.
Yes, he said, not the D'Angelo family on NXT, but the real D'Angelo family had their seats upgraded. I know. What are you saying, Michael Cole?
He wants to sleep with the fish. He better watch it. He don't know who he's messing with.
Stacks, Luca, Rizzo, those are the real D'Angelo family, Michael Cole.
Those people were not the D'Angelos, and that comment very much upset me. I was watching it live. I also went off, Glenn. Then I saw your tweet. I was happy I wasn't the only one going off.
He said those were the witness protection program, D'Angelo family.
Is that it? The sanitation business, D'Angelo's?
Oh, maybe. but we heard from the D'Angelo family tonight, who did not address.
Yeah, we did. Michael they look so good together.
So good. So next week, Stax is going to face Dragunov.
For reasons,
so Stax can get killed next week.
No, he's gonna weaken Dragunov for D'Angelo. Leaving Stax Mahomes. Come on.
I like Stax, but come on, like the you can't have Stax beat Dragunov and then Tony beats Dragunov. Stax has to lose. That's how we know Tony's winning.
Well, Stax not winning, but he's not getting killed.
No. I think
he's gonna put on a great match. They look so good together. Luca fits into D'Angelo.
Yeah, Luca's like great. Looking sharp tonight with that maroon suit and white tie. I still don't trust him,
but I like this segment. I thought Tony D'Angelo came out pretty confident. Yeah, it was great.
Tony's great. Tony's going to be a great.
I hope he wins.
Oh, I know.
If he wins, Glenn, I'm going to FaceTime you from the venue.
Please. It's going to be so good. It's going to be so good. So it's a good promo. I think Tony's going to be a great champ.
Great.
Went backstage. Thea apologized to Riley for not being herself on their date.
He was so happy to have her back.
I know.
Crackhead Thea come back.
Well, she's on their study aids, Issa.
Sure.
So she can study more. They give her energy.
There is no caffeine pills. I'll tell you that much. She's on something higher than that.
Maybe she has a prescription. So
she otherwise she'll violate.
Drew Gulak, please. Drew Gulak from the No Quarter Catch Crew took on Riley Osborne from Chase U for the NXT Heritage Cup. And
they say you guys love Heritage Cup matches so much that we're going to make this one go into overtime.
Why?
Kill me now.
I was excited for a minute when I thought Riley might win. I knew JC was showing up. And JC showed up and got in with the Jasmine Nix, got into it.
Gulak. And they cost Riley his opportunity.
Yeah.
I thought they were Chase U.
Yeah.
Didn't they save Chase U? What are they doing?
This is why we're going to get that stand and deliver match.
Yeah, we are. I 1,000% believe it after that. But yeah, I mean, it was a match. It was there. Unfortunately, it went into overtime.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Drew Gulak won thanks to some assistance.
Yeah. Helen Hudson entered Ava's office. Ava said that Nix is going to have a match against Hale next week.
Yeah.
And then Hudson's going to have a match, and if he wins, he can find himself in the North American Championship at Stand and Deliver. I wonder if JC's going to cost him that.
I don't know. But Ava takes her GM duties to heart.
She really takes it seriously. The club took on Hank and Tank.
The Wangsters.
The club won.
Of course they did.
Got put over, though, as two, three-time Impact Tag Team Champions?
Yeah, but we have two main roster tag teams competing for the NXT Tag Team Championship. LWO and the club.
To give the Wolf Dogs to make it seem a little more major league.
I hope the Wolf Dogs win, though.
Well, the Wolf Dogs are going to win. They should win.
Okay, good. And if Alpha Academy ends up being added, it's going to be all main roster teams that didn't make it into the six-pack ladder match, and we'll just throw them onto the NXT card. What the hell?
Yeah, it's a little weird.
But NXT doesn't really have a lot of tag teams that people are invested in right now. So I can't blame them for adding a little spice in there.
Yeah. Was Joe Gacy?
Are we going to get the Wangsters? Nobody's starting to see the Wangsters.
Gallus? I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Did we see Joe Gacy tonight? Did I miss that?
Yeah.
Where was Joe Gacy tonight?
In the segment with Sean Spears, when Sean Spears was sitting backstage.
That's right.
Yeah. Crazy bastard.
My bucket hat showed up then, Issa, and I was rushing to get it and put it on.
Oh, okay. Well, that's where he was. He popped up after. I don't remember what Sean Spears was watching on the TV, some vignette or something. But after Sean Spears got done talking to himself, we saw Joe Gacy kind of like pop out with the crazy face. It was so funny.
What do you think he was watching? Old reruns of What I Like About You from the WB? Like what?
He was watching his entrance at the Royal Rumble 2017 when he came out at number 10.
There you go. Yeah, Joe Gacy and Sean Spears makes a lot of sense.
It's going to be weird, especially with Sean Spears, because if you remember, Sean Spears was trying to play like some mind games. Oh, yeah, that's what he was watching. Rich Holland was like throwing a pity party for himself. And like half of the teams on the show, nobody cared.
Ridge is not having the easiest go of it.
Also, if we're going to bring main roster tag teams back to NXT, why not Pretty Deadly? Because then they will have to win. Never mind. Yeah, I guess you don't want to put him in that position.
Well, the main event tonight was Trick Williams versus Noam Dar with the Metaphor.
Yeah, this was there. We all knew what we were getting. Nobody thought that Noam had a chance here. So we were waiting to see if we were going to get another kiss, and we were waiting for Melo. You know it's true.
Well, yeah, and the thing with Lash today, this week wasn't as good as last week.
I can't believe he was going to do Trick Williams like that.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe he wouldn't like the slap.
So, the match was good.
Yeah, it was a great match, but it was too long. Too much offense for Noam Dar. I want Trick Williams to be a beast right now.
Yeah.
This match didn't need to go for as long as it did.
But he won.
He did win. He was bleeding a little bit. I think when he hit the steel stairs on the outside, he got a little cut on the side of his head.
I like that he grabbed the mic and told Carmelo it was personal. And then Carmelo pulled a Joker, and he was disguised as
one of the... Listen, I'm not trying to...
He didn't pull a Joker, okay?
No, because I've been spending plenty of time paying close attention to Melo shirtless, and I immediately knew that that man was not him.
Okay, you're the only one that saw that.
No, I wasn't. No, I wasn't. I was watching it live with a bunch of people, not even counting the Twitter users, just the YouTube people.
Wow.
And a lot of people called it in the chat and said Melo is one of the guards. Well, somebody called it because of the tattoos. I didn't see tattoos. I called it because of the upper body structure of the man.
Upper body structure.
Melo. Yes, I knew that wasn't Melo. I know my shirtless Melo.
Yes.
Shout out to me on that.
But
I'm going to start a show where I do that, where they just show me like wrestlers shirtless and cover their faces, and I'll tell you who they are.
There you go. But Melo was standing tall at the end of this.
Yeah, because he tricked Tricky. How do you trick the trick? I'm excited. I mean, I think Trick Williams and Carmelo Hayes are going to steal Stand and Deliver.
It's going to be good.
It's not the weekend. Man, isn't it insane when you really think about it, the matches that we're going to get that weekend? Not just Stand and Deliver. And I know we always look forward to the NXT show, but WrestleMania has some matches in that card that could build up to, like, be old-timers. Like, greats. You know what I mean? Like, just Jimmy and Jey Uso alone, I think they're going to steal the show. Like, it's going to be wild, like, how stacked, WWE tried in all, like, I don't want to miss a show from WWE that weekend. That's how good everything is right now with them, including Stand and Deliver, including NXT.
Yeah. No, okay, what's going to be more powerful?
Roman Reigns retaining and the crybaby crying.
Okay. Is that going to be more powerful for you or Joe Gacy? Or not Joe Gacy. Why am I confusing it? Tony D'Angelo, Joe Gacy. Doesn't even look alike. Tony D'Angelo becoming NXT champion.
Because I'm a very petty person, yes, Roman retaining is going to be a lot more powerful for me. But Tony is going to be a great time to celebrate.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
I wonder if like they're gonna give us like lifesavers, because like when all those people start crying, it could cause like a flood.
Oh, life preservers.
Yes, yeah. You know what I mean? Like when all those people at the same time crying along with Cody, that's like that could put people's lives at danger if they don't know how to swim.
We'll see. That's NXT tonight. I did something scary during NXT.
What?
I've had a dream my entire life, Issa.
Uh-huh.
You know, in some South American countries, it's a bit of a thing to drink Coca-Cola mixed with coffee, a little coffee in it. So, and Coke even had something, I believe it was called Coke Noir. It was Coke and coffee. So I like me a good seltzer. And I said, you know what I'll do? I'll just pour my shot of espresso into my cup of seltzer. And I did that. And it was like putting Diet Coke in a Mentos bottle. And it just foamed up like crazy.
Yeah, it's all over YouTube. Glenn, you could have just
didn't know coffee had that reaction with seltzer water.
Oh, Glenn.
I didn't know.
Did you make a mess?
I made a heck of a mess.
I hope your wife yelled at you for that.
She said, that sounds gross. No, I don't want any. And then she said, well, was it everything you thought it would be?
Yeah, was it everything you thought it would be?
No, when I tasted it, I was like, this just tastes like coffee with seltzer. It's not very good.
Yeah, yeah.
It didn't taste like carbonated coffee like I wanted it to.
Oh, Glenn.
You know, you live, you learn.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was NXT tonight.
Simple, easy, building towards Stand and Deliver. We got a couple more matches made for the car. I'm excited.
It's going to be good. Gigi Dolan's getting those etiquette lessons.
I cannot wait to see her first beauty pageant.
Okay, so when she shows up, do you think she looks pageant style? Do you think Ariana dresses her late 1940s World War II era, like housewife? How outdated do you think?
No, I think she's gonna. Maybe they try to make it like a god beauty queen.
Okay. We'll see. I'm excited. It's going to be good.
I'm excited too. I love that segment backstage. It was one of my favorite things.
So good. Okay, everybody. So NXT for this week in the books. Tomorrow night, tune in for Dynamite coverage. We'll be back Friday to talk about SmackDown, everybody. Have a great rest of your week. We'll catch you back here next time on the Wrestling Inc. podcast. Issa's NYC Demon Diva. That's Steve with the one. I'm at Glenn Rubenstein. Take care, everybody. See you back soon.